Time now for your comments. In response to my conversation with T.R. Reid of the Washington Post about the Queen of England's Golden Jubilee, Pauline Stansby of Fort Mill, South Carolina, writes, "I have rarely been so insulted by the behavior of two Americans toward the country which has lately been the closest and most loyal ally of the United States. I just wonder how most Americans would feel hearing two Britons denigrate the United States national anthem." Regarding Susan Stamberg's conversation with a birthing coach, most listeners said they loved the interview, but they had a correction about the guest's name. This call came from Lisa Sawahata in Seattle.
Penny Simpkin, not Peggy Simpkin. This woman's so big in the birth community that that would be like interviewing Albert Einstein and calling him Robert Einstein.
A story about the Lincoln Memorial referred to the site as a place where both patriots and protesters can find meaning and comfort. Many of you inferred I was saying one could not be both. Larry DeLuca of Miami writes, "Martin Luther King was most definitely a protester when he stood up and said that all men are created equal, but he was calling upon all of us to be patriots in the truest sense of the word." Send your comments to morning@npr.org. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. We say where you live and how to pronounce your name.